So dramatic.
It really is.
Yeah, it took a lot to pick to find this.
Yeah, it's like, man.
It's like Britney's coming into the room. She's got this long dress behind her.
Yes, yes.
She's the queen. So funny. Well, thanks so much for joining. So I'm Alex with Simply Gold. I've got Brittany, my friend Brittany. Brittany, we're friends.
We are friends.
We're great friends. Brittany texted me like at 6:54 a.m. I'll never forget this story. She's like, what are your goals, Alex? What are you doing this week? I appreciated that, by the way.
Of course. So, if I hold you accountable, you hold me accountable.
Yep. You can send those anytime you want. And they pump me up. You know, we were just talking in a previous session about just surrounding yourselves with good people that are also trying to accomplish huge goals and things for themselves. It's the only way we grow. So,
exactly.
Thanks for coming to the office in the Star. Have you ever been here before?
Just one time. The view is really nice. So yeah. It's pretty cool. And I heard somebody just hung out at your pool a couple hours yesterday. So that's pretty cool.
Yep. Been here 3 years. Have never once swam in the pool. I've just walked around it. It's a lap pool. I could probably get some exercise if I did it. Instead, I go to all the restaurants and bars that are around here.
There's a lot of those too.
Well, Brittany, so you work with New York Life. You are a insurance professional.
Yes.
But it's not always been who Brittany is. Before that, you were an educator in the school system. You worked in elementary school, is that right?
High school math.
High school math. So prior to all the things insurance, you were like, I'm a math teacher. Was that something that you followed, like from family, or is this, you know, first generation teacher wanted to change the minds of many of the youth?
So I feel like in high school with math, if you have a good math teacher, you can be successful in math because everybody will eventually get it.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to have somebody that will sit with you, take the time to explain it. And so I really found passion in that. And then it's funny, once I was going to go to college to become a teacher, my mom followed. So my mom was an elementary school teacher for a long time. So I kind of figured I wanted to teach. Did it for 9 years.
That's
loved
a long
every
time.
Second.
All the same grade?
I did 1 year in seventh grade, and that was interesting. Mm. They're kind of monsters a little bit.
I think little kids are monsters. Yeah. My kid's 8. I call him the mayor of his elementary school, because when we go to like open house. He like runs away. He's like, everyone's like, Henry, and they all give him hugs and high fives. And he's like the most popular person at, you know, in the moment.
Right.
And I'm like, you're like the mayor in here. So I call him the mayor.
I love that. Yeah. No. Seventh grade was different. When I went into it, and I was like, oh, it's just 2 years different from ninth grade. It won't be that bad. And then it's like, oh no, they cannot stand up. They cannot go sharpen their pencil. They cannot go throw something away without touching at least 15 people on the way.
Right.
So, yeah, I went back to high school after that, and I was in high school for the rest of the time. I taught 9 through 11 math, and then I did student council. So I got to plan all the events and do all that.
Yeah, I used to want to be a music teacher in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to music school for a year and a half to be a high school band director. But it was like the only thing I knew. Like, that's why I did it. Like, I was so good in high school band. I was first chair. I was this. I was that. I had scholarships to go to college. So I was like, I think this is what I'm supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
I was there a year and a half. And then I remember sitting in my band director's office. And I don't know, something was going not good. I was not practicing, wasn't good at what I was doing at the moment. And like, he knew. So like, he sat me down and he's like, I don't think this is for you.
Wow.
And I was like, that's really weird, because what it took to get here, I've done really well at.
Mm-hmm.
So what I had to learn was that it just was a hobby. It was like fun. Like, I was good because I enjoyed it, but I didn't want to make it a career.
Right.
And I remember leaving college. I was at Texas A&M University in Commerce, Texas. And I drove home back to Louisville or Flower Mound and like in tears, because I had no idea what I was going to do. I was like, I basically dropped out of school. You know, I mean, I had planned to go back, but like, to do what?
Right, right.
So I noticed I kept finding jobs in sales. So that's ultimately like what helped guide my next career choice. So I ended up going to school, getting a degree in psychology, which has helped my sales career and ultimately my business in the long term. But what was it like for you making that transition from teacher so many years, you know, into something completely different?
Yeah, it's it was really hard. It definitely took a lot of time to think about. Leaving teaching is really hard because you just have a lot of guilt. I mean, I loved it and I wanted to be there for the kids and my coworkers and all the fun things that we did there. But at some point I had to make a decision for myself, and you know, I was driving over an hour one way to go to my school every day. And so I just made the decision. And honestly, I feel like I'm still educating every day. I educate on, you know, all your different financial situations. And so I feel like I'm still educating. It's just on a topic that people actually care about.
Mm-hmm.
So many times my students would ask me, like, when am I ever going to use this? And I'm right. Like, well, you're going to problem solve. So whether you're never going to stand in the middle of the grocery store and
write
an equation, you're going to problem solve and have to learn those skills. So I feel like I'm still educating in a way. But yeah, so I'm loving it. Whenever you leave teaching, I feel like you leave that bubble because you don't really realize you're in a bubble. But there's like a whole world out here that I think
you're
no
in a bubble.
Idea.
I mean, I've had lunch with my kid and I'm like, this feels like a prison.
Yes.
In here.
Yeah. Like you have 30 minute lunch, if that.
Right. If that.
If that.
It's like 15 minutes by the time they get through the line.
Yes. And you're like, you get there, you know, at 8 a.m. You're in the same room until 4:30.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's mind blowing. And you don't go to lunch. You don't go grab coffee. You don't get to do all these things. And now, like, when I come out of this bubble, I've actually told a lot of either teachers or people that are thinking about career transitions, like, just come network with me. There are so many opportunities out here, whether it's jobs you never heard of, people that are hiring. Like, there's so much out here that I didn't even know.
And you just started networking not too long ago, right?
Right. So I went to my very first networking event in September.
Okay. So that's, not even 6 months, I don't think. It's like probably around 4 months, 5 months. I see you there. And it's like I see you more and more and more. And like you're having a great time. You're always talking to people. You know, what are some of the things that you've learned just by talking to other business owners in the last couple of months, maybe professionally or just personally or in, you know, growth opportunities for yourself?
So sitting down with somebody, I mean, I just try to take something positive from every meeting I have. And mostly it's majority of things that I get to take from the meetings. But really just getting to know, how did you find this career? Like, why are you passionate about it? How can I explain this to people I'm meeting with? I'm really big on connecting. Right when I got into networking, I had somebody connect me. And I just felt so empowered by that. And so that's what I want to do to other people. I really want to say, like, you know, my friends that want a career change, I'm like, just come with me. Like, just let me connect you with people or, you know, that need help with something. I'm like, let me find somebody to help you with that I trust and want to give you that referral. I think coming out of teaching and going into a quote unquote sales job was very, very hard. I went from a very strict schedule where I did the same thing every day to I had no schedule.
Yeah, you got to make your own schedule.
Exactly. No. And so even though it was summertime and I wanted to be sitting outside all day, I was like, oh, I probably should be working on something. I don't know what it is, but I should be doing something. And so I think networking definitely made my busy, my meetings, my relationships, my connections, like, just exponentially grow.
Right.
So I think networking has been, like, really, really good for me. And I network a lot out of my team. And now they're like, okay, can I follow you around? Like, where are you going this week? Let me come with you. And I love that. Like, I'm like, yes, like, let me empower you. Let's do this all together. Like, there's so many people in this world. Not one person can help everybody. So let's go do this together. Let's make sure that we're changing lives together.
Insurance is such a popular industry, right? Mm-hmm. So if you go to a networking event, there's a good chance there's going to be somebody else talking about the same stuff, right? Mm-hmm. So how do you differentiate yourself from all the other noise?
Actually, every single financial advisor that I meet out, I ask them to sit down. I try to talk to them about, you know, why did you get into this career? What are you learning? What is your company telling you? Like, what can I learn and grow from you? Because I want to make sure that I'm giving my clients the best experience possible, whether, you know, that's my views, New York Life views, whatever the views are. I want to make sure that I'm looking at this from a comprehensive perspective. So I think that I look at that as, let's partner up again. Like, let me learn something from you. Like, ask me anything, try to see if I can help you. And so I, at first I was kind of like, man, should I like, you know, be threatened by this? But it's like, no, absolutely not. You know, the more the merrier, because you're going to help somebody, I'm going to help somebody, right, and everybody's going to be helped.
Yeah. And, you know, what I've learned here recently is, you know, people do business with who they like, trust, you know, all those things. What I enjoyed particularly about just having you come and meet, you know, my team and see the office that we work in, and, you know, we're about the same age, I think. We both share the same interests, likes. But because of that, you know, you've really taken the time to learn about our business, what's important for us. And I think I remember telling you right away, it's like, you know, we've worked with other agents in the past, you know, because I've been an entrepreneur for several years. So, you know, we've grown out from others. But I really liked the fact that you brought another team member with, you know, we sat down at a table, you know, and it wasn't at a bar or a restaurant or whatever. It's like, we really sat down and you guys asked a lot of questions that were, you know, very specific and pertaining to us. You know, in the last several months that you've worked, you know, through networking, you know, what are some, not success stories, but just some things, you know, people that you've met along the way that you've been able to really help or change their trajectory as business owners or entrepreneurs?
So I think one of the biggest things is, as a teacher, somebody comes, you know, door to door to door, and they sign you up for a one-size-fits-all retirement plan. And that's great for some people, but I just think there's so much out there that you can do for retirement that you're just not educated on. And so I've really made a point to go back to teachers and say, you know, let me explain what you're in. Let me show you the different options. And if this is the best thing for you because it fits your goals, great. But at least you've made that decision. You weren't just given the decision and then walked away from.
Right.
And so I think, again, it's just that education of making people feel like, oh, now I know what I'm in and I understand it and I like it. Or I made the decision to do this. It's not, you know, my mom did it, my dad did it, my coworker does it. It's because everybody is different and everybody needs something different. Not everybody needs the exact same thing. And so I think it's finding those needs and fulfilling them the best way to make that person hit their goals the best.
Mm-hmm. No, I think that resonates with me. I mean, that's not one size fits all. Mm-hmm. You can't just say, oh, well, I bought this, you should buy one too, because it might not be the right fit for them. You know, we are growing as a business and we've got new needs as well. And there's things that I didn't even know existed, right? Mm-hmm. Or why they're important, you know? So what are some ways that you help educate your people that you work with, your customers or your clients, just to keep them informed, you know, moving into the next couple of years of their business?
So I like to use graphics, because I think when I sit and just talk to somebody that's not, I mean, even in the teaching world, you can't just stand up at the classroom and talk, because it's just nobody's processing that. And so I think showing visuals, showing comparisons, looking through all of those things together, always sending follow-ups so that they can look at it, process it, talk amongst, you know, family, friends, whatever they want to do. But really just making them feel like I made this decision.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, it's your future. Like, if I just told you to do something, but it wasn't best for your future, like, why are we doing that?
Right.
And so I think just making sure that if they have questions, if they want more information, like, finding graphics, finding things that I can send to them, show them, sit down with them, make sure that they're fully understanding what we're going over. And then if they don't, finding other ways to explain it, other graphics, other things. Because, I mean, obviously in math, people didn't get it the first time.
Right.
So going back and saying, like, okay, you know, I know you didn't get it this way. Let me try this way. Let me show you this way. Let me explain it this way. Until that light bulb goes off.
Mm-hmm.
And then that light bulb goes off, and then they feel empowered that, oh, actually, my future is going to be okay. I can actually do this with my future.
Now, nobody's setting your goals for you, right, Brittany?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have to figure it out on your own. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a template. I mean, you work with a very large company. I'm sure there's a secret sauce or a way that fits most people. But at the end of the day, you have to decide for yourself how you're going to be successful and what goals you're going to hit. I always tell people you can network yourself out of a job if you're not careful. So how do you really make sure that at the end of the 5 days, you know, 40, 50, 60 hours that you put in, that you've made a forward momentum into your business that week?
So that's something that I feel like in the beginning I was like, man, what do I do with all this time? Like, how do I start this business? Because it's hard starting out. And then I think then on the other side, going to networking and doing all these things constantly, then I was like, okay, well, now I got to find some time to do all the back end stuff. Mm-hmm. And so just finding that balance of keep meeting people, keep building those relationships, keep getting in front of people, but also making sure that you're not letting things slip through the cracks. You're not responding to emails or texts or getting the information out for people that are asking questions. And so I think I'm just now kind of starting that balance, because I think I went really heavy in networking and meetings, and and then I was spending my evenings or my early mornings on the computer trying to knock out whatever I could before having to go to my next thing. So finding that balance of making sure that nothing's slipping through the cracks and that people feel heard and important.
Yeah, that's a hard thing to measure, because you know, you want to meet with everybody, you want to get to know them, but at a certain point you have to decide, you know, is this the right moment for my time? You know, is this person going to pay the value back to me? Is this person going to help me grow my business? A lot of times our, you know, people we work with here at Simply Gold, you know, they've got all the ideas, they've got the infrastructure, they're doing the work, but they're not seeing the results on the other side. And as a result, you know, time becomes their worst enemy, because 4 months, 6 months, 8 months go down and they have nothing to show for it. You know, so what are some ways that you're ensuring, you know, that by the end of 2024, you know, you're going to have something to show for it. You're going to have a result on the other side.
I definitely think looking into your own practice, because like I said, I was super, super busy, always in front of people, always doing these things. But then the back end, I was like, man, I got to respond to this email. I have 27 unread messages I got to respond to, like all these things. But I'm like, am I giving the quality service to the people that want to work with me, the service that they deserve? And I think that that's just kind of been that balance. And one thing that I've really realized is I'm kind of getting in my own way by not reaching back out to those people, or like not wanting to become annoying or salesy or whatever it is. And so I'm getting in my own way instead of being very direct of, hey, like, I love you, we're friends. If you want to know more information about this, let me know. If not, like, let's keep being friends. And then that way I can be more productive with my time instead of second guessing myself constantly. Like, oh, like if I text them, are they going to think I'm being pushy, or, you know, all those things. And so I think that's what my like short-term goal is right now, of finding a really balance of getting out of my own way and being more productive with my time. So 2024, I'm hoping, is going to be a lot different than, you know, the half year I did of 2023. Just because I'm learning about myself. And I think that that's where your growth comes, because you can't blame other people.
Right.
You can't ask other people what they're doing. I mean, you can ask and learn, but it's still going to be different than what you do.
Right.
So you have to figure out how to make it yourself and your genuine self and your process.
Yeah. I mean, I've been a networker for a year and a half, and the first 4 months, I mean, I didn't see any result, and I had to keep practicing. My spiel was awful. I even had one person come up to me and they're like, I don't know what you do. And I was, you know, confused by that. I've shared that with a lot of people. It's like, I was confused because, you know, I'm passionate about what I do. And I said it in a 30-second thing, but nobody understood anything of what value I brought. So that really helped me grow professionally and as an owner and just, you know, giving value about my product and my service. So that was really great. You know, have you ever just wanted to throw in the towel and just be done? I mean,
oh, 100%.
So, you know, you don't have to go into too detail.
Yeah, yeah.
But
I'm not going to.
You know, even myself, I mean, I've cried in the car, like closed the doors in the parking lot, you know, at like a Walmart, and just let it out, you know, because I wanted to quit so bad.
And I think too, like coming from such a like salary position, like even though what I was getting paid wasn't enough, it was consistent. And I think like now going into this job, it is so up and down. I went through a really, really stressful September of like where I wasn't sleeping. I was just constantly like stressing and worried. And like, I felt like I couldn't function like myself. And then finally one day I was like, you know what? This is where I'm supposed to be. I am super passionate about what I'm doing. I love it. I love being out of this bubble and in this real world. And I think, like, I just need to control what I can control.
Mm-hmm.
I can control the meetings. I can control the phone calls, the texts, the, you know, anything that's happening to build those relationships, I can control that. But I can't control what the person decides to do.
Right.
And there's no way I can control that. And if I do, then it's going to come off bad and they're going to cancel it anyways. So I just need to do my job and the rest will fall into place. And once I really realized that, I felt like that stress was just gone. Mm-hmm. It was so weird. Like, I mean, even I just knew, I was like, well, I got this bill coming up, but it's going to get paid. It's going to happen. Like, right. We're going to make it. And we have. And I think just trusting in yourself and trusting like that it's all going to be okay. Mm-hmm. As long as you're doing the work. So I was like, as long as I'm doing it, we're going to be fine. But if I stop doing it, then there's no one else I can blame but myself.
Right.
And so I think just really looking into that and saying like, you know, I'm going to go 100% at this because this is what I want to do. And everything else will come.
Yeah. It's not going to do any good trying it. Mm-hmm. Right. Or let's see if this works out. Mm-hmm. What if it does work out? You know, somebody responded to me in that way. Cause I was fearful of starting my business. I was like, what if this fails? What if I don't get over the hump? What if people, you know, don't want to stay on and I just have to consistently bring in new business or whatever. And somebody was like, yeah, but what if it does work? Mm-hmm. You know, what if you do get the success that you're looking for? Then what are you going to do? I'm like, I don't know, you know? So I'm at a point now where it's like, I'm almost fearful of the next step because I've never been there before and it's really scary. So it's just if not more scary, mm-hmm. that if the next thing doesn't work out, like it's going to have more of an impact because we've got 50, 60 customers or whatever. That's 50, 60 families, friends that I, you know, half of them we see. We eat lunch with them, you know, what if it doesn't work out? Mm-hmm. What if, you know, I it's getting out of that momentum. So I think at every point in your career, doesn't matter. Like you have to consistently be like, yeah, but what if it does?
Right. And you know? Think a couple of things that have really helped me is one, you've made it through 100% of your bad days. So like the worst day of your life, you've made it through it. So whatever's coming up, you're going to make it through it. And then two, now I'm drawing a blank. Oh, if they can do it, why can't you?
Right.
Like if you believe in yourself enough and you get out and you put in the work, if they can be successful at this, why can't you? There's mm-hmm. nothing in your way but yourself.
Right.
And it's all mindset and just keep going, keep pushing, keep working hard, and it will come.
Yeah, absolutely. What does the next, you know, 2 years look like for Brittany? Just, you know, for fun. Right. So what are some personal goals that you've got that, you know, that maybe your business can help you reach those? Right. So it can be the thing that fuels whatever your passions are, or whatever things that you want to achieve in the next couple of years.
One thing I really want to do is I want to travel more. Like I don't think I've been on a vacation in 6 years. Like I just want to go put my feet up, not stress about anything and just go live a little bit. And then two, I'd like to build a house at some point. We own a house, but I'd like to build one and just kind of put our own little spin on some stuff. So those are two like big goals I have, and obviously working hard and the financial stuff will get me there eventually. Mm-hmm. So I'd say like that's kind of next couple years. Like I want to have more pictures on the beach, have more pictures like somewhere cool, and then just go enjoy a little bit, you know, like not have to stress so much if I take a day off. Mm-hmm. Like actually be able to take a day off and relax.
Yeah. Taking a day off is hard. It's tricky. Mm-hmm. I have moments of time that are off, but I feel really bad most of the time.
Mm-hmm. When exactly. I do
take the time off. You know, I even feel bad, you know, not going to networking or not, mm-hmm. you know, showing face. I mean, today is a very rainy day. It's raining right now. It's cloudy. I think I even told you, or may have, I was like, I just wanted to be in bed mm-hmm. today. But having people around me like yourself, keeping me accountable, I mean, has really helped me grow, you know, and I was glad I went. I had a really awesome face to face with Erin mm-hmm. and, I hadn't had that opportunity yet. I mean, I see her all the time, but I, you know, had I not gone today, I may not have had that opportunity. Just her and I talking about, she shared, you know, her why and a little bit about her company and, you know, what she's done to get there. I did the same, but we both ended up just like, you know, oh my gosh, I had no idea. Mm-hmm. And it was really cool. So I'm glad I woke up this morning. I feel like I'm on hour 10 right now. Mm-hmm. But I know I'm not going to regret it. As soon as I get back to the house, I'll be like, wow, you know, I'm glad I woke up this morning and really put my best foot forward.
And I feel like the time change has really made this week just off. Mm-hmm. You know, it has been hard to go and do things this week. But again, like you're saying, like every time I go and I leave and I'm like, man, I'm so glad I went.
Yeah.
And so that's just, again, like, you can only control what you do. So if you sit on your couch at home, your day's not going to get any better. Mm-hmm. But if you go somewhere and make connections and meet people that you can control, then your day's, you know, has a potential to be more positive. So
right.
It's just like getting up and going, and then you enjoy it. You know, you just got to keep doing it.
You just got to keep going. Mm-hmm. I ran a Tough Mudder one time, and the coach was just like, just keep putting one foot in front of the other. That's all you mm-hmm. got to do. And I was like, that sounds really stupid. But about the 10th mile into this thing, both knees were hurting. I was miserable. I'd never done it before. I didn't really train for it. I just kind of like signed up and did it.
Oh my gosh.
But I wasn't going to quit. I wanted to quit so bad though. And I just remember him saying, he's like, just one foot in front of the other. And that's what got me through it. I did it. And it took 4 hours. Of running. Like, are you serious?
Yeah, like who signs up for
who
that?
Who signs up for that? And then all I got at the end was like this hair scrunchy thing or whatever it was. And people, you know, they collect them. They think it's cool, right? So the people running, passing me, right, have like 10 of them on their arm. They're all different colors. So like the first one you get is orange. And then if you've done it, the second one, you get like a blue one. And they had like every color, and I was just like, this is not for me.
So when are you getting your second one?
I was proud that I did the first one. And what made it even harder is like there were other people bailing. So every once in a while, like towards the end, you'd have like a golf cart with like two people in the back, like, oops, we couldn't do it. You know, just passing you by, gosh. And you're just like miserable in this last, you know, 2 or 3 miles. But I mean, that's what it's like doing what you and I do. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, every month resets. I call the first of the month the great equalizer.
I like
right?
that.
So whatever you did last month, doesn't matter. You and I are all the same. And that's where you get a second chance every single first of the month. You know,
and you made it through the last month.
Yep.
The last month is done. You've made it through. I love that. That's a good...
Yeah.
Good thought.
Every month is the great equalizer, and you get a brand new start. Cause I mean, it's done and you can't go back. But if you do the every leg in front of the other, you know, one more step, one more month, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised when you blink in 2 years and you've got all these clients, all these relationships that you've built, you know, and all these customers, and they're happy and success stories, and you're getting referrals like crazy. I mean, Brittany, I had to stop networking. I don't know if I told you, like, that was why I stopped. So, like, my big break in Q4 was because mm-hmm. I just couldn't handle anymore, but I didn't know how to handle it. You know, it's not like I was, you know, too proud or whatever. I hadn't figured out yet how to manage the stack of business cards I was getting and the referrals that I needed to keep up with. It was getting to be crazy. So, rather than quitting altogether, triple downing this year. Mm-hmm. So I talked to Aaron. I'm going to join the Wednesday chapter, the new one that's forming.
Love that. Okay.
I'm a member
of the Shark Tank.
Yep.
Shark Club.
I'm a member of the Thursday, and I'm a member of the Friday. So like instead of going less, I'm going like triple. Right?
Oh my gosh. You've got this though. You've got this.
Yep. We've got it. You've got it. Yeah, it's going to be a really great year and everything moving forward. So, well, no, I'm super stoked for you. I mean, what a way to just completely change from something completely different into something that you were completely freaked out about, mm-hmm. you know, multiple times, I'm sure. But like you said, you know, you just attracted the right people. You're doing the activities every day. And, you know, and if, you know, we've shared offline, but, you know, if we can get one business owner to listen to that type of story and say, you know what, if Brittany can do it, why can't I? Mm-hmm. Then I think we've done our job.
Exactly. Exactly. If they can do it, I can do it, and we can all do it together.
Right. Anything last that you want to share just in general, you know, like a word of advice or anything like that?
I'd say, you know, work with people. Two heads are better than one. Like you said, when we had our sit down, I brought somebody just because I think, too, you get to learn in that process as well. So I kind of tried to go out and wing it on my own. And then I started, you know, working with people and collaborating. And I was like, man, like, I don't know everything. I'm still new. And I want to make sure I'm doing the best by my clients. So collaborate as much as you can. And just keep going. Like we've talked about this pretty much this whole time is
yep.
There's not a good time to quit. Just keep going, keep going. You're going to make it through. But if it's not working, change whatever you're doing. You need to change yourself and what you're doing
right.
to make it work. You
absolutely.
Can't point blame.
Sometimes it's fun too.
I know. It's much easier.
That's funny. Well, Brittany, I am so excited that you came on today. I actually accidentally hit that button.
It's perfect.
Yeah, that was perfect. Well, Brittany, how do people get in touch with you if they want to learn more information?
So I am on Facebook, but you can email me, BL Hendry, H-E-N-D-R-Y, at ftnewyorklife.com. And my cell phone is 214-235-6243. I look forward to chatting.
Awesome. I really appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thank you.